Good morning.
They said John McCain had a tough act to follow after Sarah Palin. How do you think he did?
I think he did outstanding. John, in his straight talk message, depicted many things that he experienced in his life, and the crowd responded in many, many standing ovations, calling him an American hero.
What he also talked about last night was some of the things that he would do for and with Democrats and independents. How did that play to a partisan crowd like the Republican National Convention?
I would say the crowd was very understanding because, again, he is a straight shooter. He is not afraid to cross party lines, and he believes in country first.
People on both sides of this campaign will tell you that a lot is at stake in this election. And I wonder if you could make for us the case that John McCain should be the next president.
I believe that the time has come for John McCain and Sarah Palin. Our country has many, many special and difficult needs. We are living in a difficult world. And John McCain, because of his many experiences, is now ready to take on that very difficult job as President of the United States.
Some of the big differences between the two tickets were definitely taxes and government spending. Why would America be better off with John McCain?
Well, last night, one of his items in his historic speech was that we shouldn't be giving foreign aid to countries of people who don't like us.
Fair enough. Now, you've been a Republican all your life, I assume, and have been following conventions, and this is your first convention as a delegate, isn't
that
it?
That is correct. It's my ninth convention that I've attended, my first as a delegate, but my first one was as a high school student when I was a doorkeeper at the 1956 Republican National Convention in San Francisco. And last night reminded me, after John's wonderful speech, it reminded me of the electrifying convention when Dwight Eisenhower was renominated.
How have conventions changed over the years?
I would say that in both parties, the schedules are so much fit for TV and media. I liked it when there were more roll calls, when there were more debates on the floor, and to give more people a chance to speak their viewpoint instead of just a very structured set of speeches.
Do you think we've lost something in these highly structured, highly scripted conventions? Do you think we would have been better off keeping these freewheeling events?
Well, I think there could be basically a compromise that we could have both parties have more delegate involvement and give them a chance to participate more on the floor in these historic political events.
Carl Tapel, thanks for helping us out this week.
You're entirely welcome. You have a good weekend.